Torah's chapter 1, Mishnah 1. Okay, so this Masechet is going to be dealing with various laws relating to Tum and Tarah, but specifically with relating to food, lots of the Mishnahs. And starts off with a Mishnah which says, Shloisha Asadavar Benivla Sa'ifatar, that there are 13 factors relating to the Nevela. So Nevela is something which died like in and of itself. You know, it wasn't slaughtered, it wasn't ritually slaughtered. Of a kosher bird. So a kosher bird that would have been kosher to eat if it was slaughtered properly, but it wasn't slaughtered properly, it died. And you'll see there's a lengthy background, Chandakarti, where we learn these, the laws that the Mishnah is going to learn now, where we learn them out from, different psukim, etc. We're not going to go through that detailed background. We're just going to go through the laws. And they are as follows. So the first one is Tzricha Machshova, that it needs... requires intention in order to transmit impurity, meaning that normally something which is food and is impure, ritually impure, will transmit impurity. It's ritually impure. But this, there actually has to be an intention to eat it. For example, it's for a non-Jew to eat it. It's not kosher because it died, it wasn't slaughtered. But there has to actually be an intention. Once there's an intention that someone's going to eat it, it now can impart food impurity. Right? Before that, it can't, because we don't consider it as food in and of itself until somebody intends to actually eat it. At that point, it will be able to transmit food impurity. It doesn't need heksha. So when we get to the Masechta of Machshirin, we'll learn all the laws that for food to transmit impurity at first, or accept impurity, it first has to be wet with one of the liquids, the seven liquids. This doesn't have to be wet. It's an exception to the rule. Umetame tumas oichlin bekabeitza. It does impart food impurity with the bulk of an egg. So it's got to be the minimum size of an egg's bulk in order to impart impurity. We'll see that's actually the normal law with regards to impurity to food. Ukazas bebeisa blia. And also, an interesting law, an olive's bulk in the throat. That's the literal translation. But what it means is that if a person eats an olive's bulk of this, and it's from the time it goes into his throat, in his throat, so he's impure. Any clothes that he's wearing are impure, and anything he's touching at that point in time become impure. A special halacha known as like an olive's bulk in the throat. That's what that's what it's called. Not in not in his mouth, but from the time he starts to swallow it. One who eats it must wait until sunset, meaning he eats it, he's now impure, so he goes to the mikveh, and then he's got to wait till sunset in order to be purified. And also, if he enters into the temple in an impure state, even after he's been to the mikveh, right, while he's waiting for nightfall, so he's obligated. He'd be obligated, if he does it intentionally, it's an isakares. If he does it unintentionally, he has to bring a sin offering. The sofina le'esa truma, and also if he touched anything truma, the truma would have to be burnt. It becomes impure and would have to be burnt. Va'eichel ever minacham imena sofik esabaim. Also, the laws of consuming a limb while it's alive apply to this kosher bird, meaning that if you kind of ripped off a limb and to eat it, that would transgress the prohibition against removing a limb from an animal. So there's some opinions that say that only applies to an animal. This opinion over here saying no, it even applies to these birds. Shritasa umilikasa materis es trefasa. If it's slaughtered or it's pinched at the back of its neck, you know, the birds in the temple when they were offering them, right, the kohen used to take his nail and like cut the back of its neck, and that's how he used to kill it. So if you do that, these laws of a nevela don't apply to it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Einan metaheres. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if you do slaughtering or pinching, then it doesn't nullify the impurity, meaning these laws do apply to it. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, he in an intermediate opinion, he says, Shchitasa metaheres, if you slaughter it, it renders it impure. Avalo melikasa, but not pinching the back of its neck. And he brings over here that the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi.